Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
For right now, obviously, talk about the Commanders and their win yesterday in Dallas. And look, far from impressive, I don't know how anybody could be, quite honestly, impressed. But you don't get paid in this league. You don't draw any extra, if you will, any extra. You might draw extra praise, but you don't draw any extra, like, wins or what have you for just barely winning. You win or you lose. Now, there's context to everything, as we always talk about. There's nuance to everything, as we always mention on this show. It's some of our favorite words. So clearly, there is certain wins, like the Tennessee win a couple of weeks ago, which started this winning streak, that you look and say, ah, that felt good, that was great, that was awesome. And then you look at wins like what you got in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago by 1 point, hanging on for dear life despite a 17-0, and hanging on by the thinnest of margins, and then going home and beating by 3, come from behind fashion, last 15-second fashion, the Philadelphia Eagles without Jalen Hurts for much of the game, without C.J. Gardner-Johnson, ejected early in the third quarter from, again, a lot of your damage. And then you look at what happened against Atlanta and how they almost should have, could have, might have lost that game as well. And then you look at what happened yesterday. And the most important thing is that they won and that they finished 12-5 and that they themselves, they didn't need the spineless, gutless Chicago Bears players to deliver them a win in Green Bay. Although they got that, they ultimately earned it themselves. And they got a 12th win seed based on their own merit. Lucky, unlucky, part lucky, good, bad, comforting, great, dominant, surviving by the thinnest of margins, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is, right? Everybody can call it whatever they want. But you are what you are. 12-5. That's what their record says they are. Again, couple of wins here, especially the last 3, 4, by the thinnest of margins. Think about that. Each one of these games in this 5-game, outside of the Tennessee game, I should say, each one of these games over the last 4 could have gone either way, and they could have lost every one of them. And maybe they should have lost every one of them. But they didn't. They found a way to win. They found a way to win. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. They found a way to win. It wasn't pretty. Everyone knows it. It wasn't easy. Everyone can see that. Hey, man, give the Dallas Cowboys some credit. Give the Dallas Cowboys some credit. It was not a situation where you go, oh, okay, let's kick our legs up, relax, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about type of game. And I don't know why anybody would have thought that it was going to be that to begin with, even before you see the game play out the way it did. But the bottom line is, they had to earn every last damn bit of that 23-19 win. They had to earn every last damn bit of this 5-game winning streak to get to 12-5. Remember, A month or so ago, they were 7-5 with one game left to go before the bye. And I know me, that was, what, post-Thanksgiving weekend, I thought they were going to lose to the Tennessee Titans because I thought the Titans' defensive line was going to control and manhandle the line of scrimmage. And they dominated that. And they blew them off the line of scrimmage. Now, we haven't seen that since, which is concerning. Maybe we'll get it again. Hard to think we will. But that's what kickstarted this five-game winning streak. And then you win four games by survival. By the thinnest of margins. But you get paid the same. And it counts the same. And it means ultimately the same. And it's why you play the games. Not every game is going to be pretty. Not every game is going to be easy. Not every game is going to be ugly. Every game is going to bring on different challenges. And if you can continue to try and solve the puzzle, you keep playing. Now we are at a point where they are 60 minutes away from either advancing or 60 minutes away, we think, 60, from going on vacation. And we all know that players go on vacation, coaches, and the front office will not. And we all know that win or lose this Sunday night, there'll be plenty of work still to be done and plenty of changes to be made. But ultimately, the Commanders are what they are. They're 12-5, and they are the sixth seed in the NFC, and they go to Tampa in a very winnable wild card weekend round playoff game. Will they? We'll get to that later on. But how they got here, while far from pretty, is pretty damn impressive. And that's how I would describe yesterday's game as well. Because the Cowboys played that game, despite Trey Lance playing at quarterback, and people could say, well, if they really wanted to win that game, they wouldn't have played Trey Lance. They would have taken on, they would have played Cooper Rush. I got it. I understand. But there was nothing they could do about CeeDee Lamb. They played hard in that game. On offense and on defense, they played hard in that game. There is no rhyme or reason why anybody should have thought that the Commanders were going to blow out the Dallas Cowboys. Why, just because they got blown out on the road to Philadelphia last week? Well, okay. I mean, again, I try and tell you guys this all the time, that just because something happened in a previous meeting or in a previous week doesn't mean it's going to happen the next week or the next meeting. Yeah, the Eagles won 41-7 over the Dallas Cowboys in Philadelphia, granted, last week. And everybody thought, oh, wait a second. If Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee and Saquon Barkley can run and dance all over the Philadelphia or all over the Dallas Cowboys, then so can the Washington Commanders. Well, wait a second. Again, that's not the way it works. It never has worked that way. Only fools think whatever happened last week, whatever happened the last time, is exactly what's going to happen the next time. Remember, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Commanders the last loss that the Commanders had to drop them to 7-5. So there was naturally revenge on their mind. There was Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler, Noah Igbinoghene, Tyler Biadasz, who didn't play, and more, Sharif Floyd, part of the coaching staff, that were making their return to Dallas. Not that they spent forever there. They didn't. Not that they won a Super Bowl there. They didn't. Not that that should have been that big of a storyline. It really wasn't. But it was important to them. It was important that they went out and got the sixth seed. And sure, you would have liked a more comforting win. You would have liked a opportunity to kick your legs up at the end of the fourth quarter. Didn't happen that way. Commanders only won by four. And of course, won in the last seconds. But what doesn't matter is what doesn't matter. And that's, they didn't lose. They won. They found a way to win. And at this time of the year, especially at this time of the year, I think it's more important to remember that you win games in a lot of different ways. And they're not always going to be pretty. And they're certainly not going to be easy. And they will find this out. And they already know it. But you will find this out starting Sunday night. If they somehow beat the Buccaneers Sunday night, it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to look great. It just has to happen. Period. Will it? I don't know. But it just has to happen. It is survive and advance. There are no pretty boy points. And that yesterday was far from a pretty boy win. It was a hard-earned, that was ugly, type of win. But they won. And they got their 12th win. And they got their sixth seed. And for those of you that think this matters, they avoided Philadelphia. And they kept their momentum. And that was something that was important to them, too. I would say they avoided injury, but we know that wasn't the case. Obviously, Jaden Daniels got a little bit banged up, sore leg, as they called it, after the game. Brandon Coleman, Frankie Louvu were banged up. Both came back. Don't know their status moving forward. You know, injuries always change and evolve. So nobody should think they're definitely going to play, not play, what have you. We have no idea. But they won that game yesterday when a lot of things were wrong and a lot of things went against them. And they contributed to some of that, but they found a way to win. And that's the most important thing. At this time of the year, it's not, again, pretty analytics, highlights, wowie, Pepsi Rookie of the Year Award. None of that nonsense matters. It is simply about winning, surviving, and advancing. And that's all you have to do. You have to win by 1 point. And they won by four on the final play, second to final play of the game.